Well, it depends on when you get.
Well, it's always the last Monday. Yeah. I don't know when. I think we're done May 16th.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be your last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. You both. Everything I would have anticipated has always been very, very good. Mm-hmm. I'm just proud of yourselves. I made it as well. Thank you.
Without falling asleep.
Without falling asleep. Yeah, and that, I don't know if that's testament to me or that. Supervisor Belsky.
Here.
Supervisor Stock.
Here.
Supervisor O'Day.
Here.
Supervisor Stocker.
Here.
Supervisor Morgan is here. Supervisors Carol and Thomas are excused. Next order of business, citizens' comments. I see we have a couple of citizens here. I don't know if they want to comment now or something on the agenda specifically. Did you have a question about it?
No, basically just a couple points. I'm Walter Graver. We own lot C or parcel C up in New Survey. And I just had a couple questions regarding elevations and just a few things. I don't know if it's more appropriate to put that in the form of a letter to the department head or, you know, if it's something that should be discussed here.
Matt, this is falling under parks.
It is falling. I'm Matt, director of parks. So either after the meeting, we can talk offline if you choose. I can give you my business card.
Yeah.
So anything that you find there in public comments, feel free to see your platform or just I can be your main point of contact.
We'll do that after. Well, the fun is past the hour.
You can't make any progress.
What are you going to do here?
Guess he's not following me up to my car.
Okay. Have any other citizens' comments? All right, citizens' comments are proposed. Approval minutes from the previous meeting?
Motion approved.
Second. Seconded. Use the governance cycle. Ready?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Chairman comments. We are noticeably missing Shelly. She is not feeling well today, so she will be missing today. Jim will handle the resolution, $200,000 resolution. That is up in the agenda later. Anything more on golf, which is on here, that Shelly would have been handling. So unless Jim can discuss that, that's fine. Jim will take care of it at that point. So then Shelly gets better. So any other committee members or supervisors that are present have any questions or concerns?
I do have a question. I don't know where to go for this. I'm going to start here and hopefully somebody can point me in the right direction. My district is near Forest Park. We have a fire station, that's a new fire station that's being, they tore down the old one, they're constructing the new one. Our tornado siren that we used to have there, I was approached by an alderman. He told me that they took it down when they built the new fire station, and then they said that the they didn't need to replace it for whatever reason. They said it was a county thing and they don't need it, but then the alderman's getting complaints that they can't hear the tornado siren when it's supposed to be going off. So I'm not sure who to talk to. I've asked around a little bit, but I don't know if that's a public works thing or if that's another department of the county. Who
needs that?
I believe that's under emergency management with the sheriff's department.
Okay.
And
joint services.
No. The head of, I could see him. His name will come to me in a few seconds as soon as. But yes, I believe that's under emergency management and the sheriff's department. In fact, I'm 99% certain. Let me look up.
Okay. Yeah, if somebody could just follow with me about.
If I could add to that, it's a very contentious topic. The city was not happy that it was taken down, and it was unbeknownst to them that it wouldn't be replaced. And it's a considerable cost to put it back up on a tower. And so I think that's maybe something we should bring up in tomorrow night, too, for the budget discussions.
Okay.
Because I think we do need one in that area.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've heard, my family lives over there, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, seconded. And if Frank comes up with the name.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you at all.
I can't remember his name either.
Okay, he's older.
I'll find him.
firsthand.
Thank you. I can shoot you his contact information if you'd like.
I'll look up the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other supervisor comments? Using governance, any more you want to partake in? Sounds good. All right, then we'll get to the division reports. I wanted the comprehensive bike plan in Ocean County to kind of be resurrected here because there's so much change that's going to be adapted to it. I'm not looking to bring more than just bring it up, make sure we all at least have a copy of it, have access to it. And then when we have time to review it, maybe sometime next month, any questions, we can bring it up at that point. Or if you have anything ahead of time that we already have, if you have any questions. Going forward, we have the new bike paths that we're talking about in the western part of the county that are not in that. So we want to be sure we upgrade it. Let's get it updated and include all the current information that we now have, know going forward, at least proposed, if not already have in place. Matt, I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
Yes, Clement, myself, Director Billings, Lee, Andy Bueller, Director of Planning Development, all met together internally to talk about this very subject matter. Our existing comprehensive bike plan mentions 2025, which is sooner than later, and a lot of great work has been done by the Highway Division with any bike path that's adjacent to a road project. And we also see the need, as the chairperson had said, when other opportunities exist and it hasn't really been physically identified, but these are opportunities, it's time for us to update that. So we are hoping to work internally within our administration to see what has already been approved through the committees and the board and where it makes sense to have a very clear vision of where we'll be focusing on for the next 10 plus years. So that's something that we've talked about. We do agree that it needs to be sprucing up because 2025 is right around the corner. So yes, that is something on our agenda that we're going to be working towards and hopefully sharing with both the PDAC committee as well as Public Works committee.
Is May soon, too soon? Or
As far as an updated plan, absolutely it's too soon because there's a lot of moving parts. We're trying to clean up terminology per se, so we're all clear because you have the on-road stuff, you have the off-road, other different types of trails. As far as the vision of where we like to see for future planning on County Highway C was a big one too. We're trying to accomplish that. So there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of grant influence that goes into that. So we probably need a little bit more time to talk internally. So I'd say maybe if we could be in direct contact with you as we made movement and when we feel that we have something to showcase to these committees, then we can put it back on the agenda. But it probably would take several months to do that.
Okay. All right. So we won't worry about it in May then. Push it off to what makes sense. That has to stay open.
Can I leave it?
Yeah. Halfway. Or you go yell at them and tell them to be quiet.
I can tell them from here.
We'll send that game out. All right, thank you, Matt. Anybody have any questions right now?
Zach? Yeah, just you had mentioned it, Matt, and I would just like to see that clear the difference between off-road and on-road bike paths just in light of this accident that's happened recently. A lot of these, we have them marked as bike trails, but they are not the safest. And just with our busy roads, from the reports, she just swerved and got hit by a truck. So it was, stuff like that. We want to make sure if we're putting stuff out there to our community that it's clearly, hey, this is a bike path that you take your family on. This is one that you do not, because obviously I think we've talked about it in previous meetings. Your pro bikers that are, road bikers, they do this for a living. They'll bike anywhere. They don't care. That's not necessarily who we're necessarily speaking to. We just want to be sure that if we're putting it out there, hey, this is a bike trail in Kenosha, it needs to be clear, what they're signing up for. Because you don't want somebody to find themselves on this busy road with no room for error. I'm a proponent. I like the off-road bike trails. I think those are the safest for families and for people that are commuting across Kenosha that way. But just that article came up recently of what just happened last week, and I just want to make sure that we're doing our part to communicate with people what these trails consist of.
And what you'll see in this activity guide that I'll pass along, and then you'll be distracted for the rest of the committee.
Is it pictures?
We worked with Clement's team as well as plan development based on our wayfinding signage that we did a lot of that exploratory stuff for these bike routes, they're called, are cleaned up within this map, both in print as well as online. Because bike routes, we did a lot of exploratory as far as where the safest is, but those are on road, we still have to remember. So there is definitely an inherent risk when you talk about any type of bicycle activity that you have to share with the road. But we want to clear up exactly the terminology between off-road and even bike routes and things like that, so people know what they're getting themselves into before they even take their bike out. So I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
So can I just add that that's the reason I think in the past I've not been doing a very good job in explaining this, but that was fundamental, the foundations for why we're doing the off-street, so that the community can have access to having multimodal infrastructure, so that those who walk and those who ride cannot get mixed up with the traffic. Unfortunately, I didn't do a good job at the beginning, so it got lost in the conversation. But practically and technically speaking, that is the foundation for why we do the off-street trail. There was a time where you could not even get funding from DOT if the multimodal aspect was not considered. And now we've walked away a little bit from that. But I'm really going to encourage us, especially us, the Public Works Committee, that we really need to be outgoing and explaining it to those who are not in our committee. Because sometimes, like you now, you're very engaged because you're seeing all the stuff. But in other committees, maybe finance and the rest of the county board, they might not have enough time to research it as much as you. And so I am really encouraging all of us here to be supporters for the trail. And then we don't have to construct it everywhere, but where it's possible, we should construct it.
And us west of the eye, you know, we would never put our family on a county highway. That's the way it is. But east of the eye, you know, you're not out here. You don't see that. Yeah. No disrespect. It's just, obviously, your roads are different than our roads. There's traffic all over. You have bike lanes. You have those types of things going on. It is just not possible with how roads are currently constructed by us to do that. And a good example is what happened up here in Case. So, and even in the bike plan 2012, it shows 7 accidents in the area that they were putting a bike around. So it's not uncommon. Obviously, it happens. Bikes are going to be with cars, but the plan would be at least on the west side where you have the availability to do it, is put them off road. Can't do it on every road, obviously.
Definitely.
So if you're going to have designated ones, let's get the right ones that are designated where we're able to put them on road without opening, not having to obtain the, you know, land. We have it already in the right way somewhere, or whatever we have to do. But yeah, I agree
100%. Yeah.
And I think Matt will tell you, I've been against having them on county highways since I first heard of it.
I think too, if we do a better job of promoting Northern Illinois, because the woman was from Grays Lake, and you know, we're trying to get the maps out as much as we can at events. I think we really, if we highlight the digital map, especially on Facebook, I think that would really help. So maybe I can do that too, with regard to the market. Promote that page, Matt, because we've got about 9,000 people and a lot of them are Northern Illinois, because people do come out of town to use our bike trails, right, because they're so nice.
Another thing I'll add too, as you're doing this, and this may be land development part or the information technology department, but just look into, I'm not sure what the process is. I know there is a process of getting our bike routes listed on Apple Maps and Google Maps, because that is, I think, the go-to. You know, they people put their navigation on their watch, their phones, however they're doing it. And so making sure that we are updating those platforms as we're able to, so that when somebody just pulls up Google Maps and clicks bike route, you know, it's going to point them in a safer direction, and at least so that we're communicating with those platforms, making sure we're updating. I know we talked about putting our county trails like on the All Trails or those popular applications that are that people are accessing to explore the areas. So
don't all those cost though, so we'll have to figure. I think Apple though charges for that.
It shouldn't. I'm not sure. You'd have to look into it. But it's like, as a business, you know, it's you can update, you know, your information onto these mm-hmm. platforms for free, and then some people pay to access mm-hmm. them. Yes, but I think on the back end, there shouldn't be a cost to put the correct information out there.
Not to the county.
Not to the county. They do the same. They ask the same out of snowmobile trails, for instance, too. And then there's GPS. A lot of GPS interactive with modern technology mm-hmm. snowmobiles. So they know where they can and cannot go. So they ask us for that information, so they're pointing people in the right direction.
Good.
So it's pretty common.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. We'll move on. Jim, you want to handle the golf? Is there any changes from what has been
I don't think
out?
There's anything different. I will point out, though, that the search for a director of golf operations is underway. It's posted, and it closes May 18th. I don't know if there's any questions about Dan's reports. The courses are open. I know they had a real good weekend. The other, not necessarily the one before, was really good.
I thought that we weren't going to have another replacement. I thought that...
The title of the job is Director of Golf Operations. I don't know if that's different than what Dan's title was. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dan was a general manager. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I think that's the only thing. Anybody got any questions about mm-hmm. golf? Get out there and play.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Jim. Matt, I guess we have some resolutions here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll start easy and we'll go from there. For members that have been on the board and the committee for some time, we typically have to pass a resolution for what was once called International Migratory Bird Day. Kenosha County has been part of the Bird City since, I think, 2012 or so. And being part of this Bird City that's, you know, throughout the whole entire country helps us out with grants that we can apply for funding for ecological restoration initiatives or anything else that might be advantageous for the environment. So this is a request from Bird City to renew and have an approved resolution for what they call now World Migratory Bird Proclamation. So it's just one of these things that we do. We want to keep that status alive and well, like I say, for multiple purposes. So we're just seeking approval through this committee and then to go through the entire county board process to have this approved for us to be in good standing with our Bird City status.
Matt, do we do this every year, you said?
I talk them down to every other year. I'm hoping for every 5 years in the future.
What's what?
I said I'm hoping for every 5 years in the future, but it's every other year right now.
Yeah,
so
okay.
We're due over this year.
And what types of grants does this help us get?
Recently, we put this into our Pike River Restoration Initiatives, where they ask for bluebird counts and any other types of migratory birds that utilize the ecological impacts that are so. That's the latest example we've used this for.
Okay. All right, so go ahead.
Does this group have any authority over how we do things?
No.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by O'Day, second by Scott. Any other questions? Do the government side of it. Oh, we're this world purpose thing.
Notice I'm the man.
Okay. The rest of the committee?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. On to the next one. In previous months, you had seen resolutions very similar in nature from the Wisconsin DNR that in order for us to apply for specific grants and funding, we have to receive a resolution that goes towards the county board. The one in front of you is another DNR one for what is considered a targeted runoff management, or TRM, TRIM grant for our Pike River Phase 3 restoration initiative. So this is just one more opportunity for us to apply for grant funding for what we anticipate for construction for 2024 for our Pike River restoration within Petrified Springs Park. So this one would be for $225,000 that we would seek grant funding for that restoration initiative. So as of right now, this has no financial implications. If we are awarded the grant, it would come back through this committee, finance committee, and the full board are included within the budget process if it happens to be within that timeline as well. So this just gives us authorization to apply for this grant at this time.
Okay, any questions? No questions, just comments. No? Committee, vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Yet we do have those appraisals as part of the packet
packets with the overview sheets. This one being this $5,600 came back after that 0.56 acres. So you do see that within your packet as far as the value of the farmer's property.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Any questions?
Okay. Moving on. So parcel B in blue, right here to the north of the new County Highway F. That's approximately 5.77 acres. Out of the four parcels, this is the only one that does not have an existing MOU for first right of refusal. We are hoping to put this on the market. The appraised value is $190,400 for that parcel. So with the approval of the committees and the board, we would be able to work with a realtor to put that property on the market at that valuation. That parcel C, I'm sorry.
Residential.
Residential.
Yeah.
Single
family.
I do have that.
It's for life, so that's a good question. I'm not sure. Well, would you know?
It's still in residential district as far as the appraisal.
So it could be almost any. Well, I used to be an appraiser.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
assessor.
There's R1, R2, R3. Yeah. So we have to check and see what the current ordinances are for description for those individual classifications. But I believe the they just say R on the map, you know, but I don't know if R1, 2, 3,
what are the requirements there that you made, like for the different ones, how to go about the parcel?
I don't have an answer as far as if we typically have requirements when we sell those lots as far as building, or if that's through the municipality. I do not have that information. But
it's I would say this may be able to be split in half based on those across the street with those current lots, what do you think? Or, you know,
we actually did look into that previously as far as splitting and having two separate sales. But because of the new Highway F and those sight lines, the driveway only makes sense more as you enter those other residential entrances closer to the park entrance.
Okay.
So because of that turning radius as well as the sight line, that's why we're selling this one lot, and most likely, I'm guessing the village would only allow the sale to one property.
Yeah, because the first lot was in Brandon, this one. So you've got two different municipalities, one is controlled by the county, the other is not. So. Anyone have any questions on the internet? What was that last one?
That one was, 5.77 acres.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if no other questions, that takes us down to parcel C, where Walter is here and has been very patient with us. And we do have two rights of refusal, Walter being the first right of refusal. He worked with our previous public works director as far as that. There is a very beautiful pond located on that's currently owned by Kenosha County. So this one is a little bit over 3 acres. And if we are not able to have negotiation with the first property for first right refusal, we do have a secondary, or that it would go onto the market if deemed feasible that way. Backing into it, obviously Donna Carroll, if we cannot negotiate that, that would not go to market. Sense to be there's no public access to that property.
What kind of, I don't know what you said, I didn't hear it, but the value that
the parcel C is valued at $153,000. And again, I do have copies of the full appraisal. I only printed one because it's a lot of paper, but if any supervisor would like a copy, I could be a list of them as well, or email it over. Yes,
I say the truth.
Absolutely. So, is there, if there's any requests, I can electronically send that over. Is there any questions on parcel C?
And this one's in Twin Lakes.
Just a general question.
Yeah.
If there's somebody that wants to buy the property, does the county have to pay for them to have an appraisal? Like some of these other cases we've had.
So, I know the rights of refusal. I think that the finance committee would set those minimums, and then that's where the negotiations would happen. If they want to do their own appraisal and it's deemed maybe, let's call it, less than what our appraisal was, I would assume, and this is an assumption, that we would have to go and seek
paid my best, I believe, for 5 days. I don't know what I believe is the same thing.
I'm not too sure, honestly. I would have to check.
You should.
Would this be an appropriate time for me to ask a couple questions regarding
sure.
the plan itself?
Thank you.
So, as far as I've noticed there's a new aerial for that. Typically, the county runs it every 5 years. But I noticed on the map that was presented to us that there's a newer aerial there now, showing the exact configuration of the road and the pumps. Are there elevations that go with this? Before anybody would buy this, whether it be myself and my wife or the next party or somebody else on the open market, they'd probably want to see the elevations, because that's quite a challenging piece of property. There is access, off the pond road onto that parcel that would eventually have gone down to High Lookout if it wasn't cul-de-sac. But that's steep there to get into 7 feet down to High Lookout. And then it all runs off to the east. That's substantial, but probably 10, 12, 15 foot of aviation and elevation. Do we have anything, or can we get something?
We do have, as part of our interactive mapping, if you're correct, it was updated. I can't speak to what the map used with our land information office versus what is public, but both of them should have up-to-date topography that you can access as part of that mapping system.
I bring that up because I did try to do that, and I'm on the GIS county, but we don't have the configuration like this for the area. So maybe that's somebody in that information that you have that, the GIS department?
Yes.
That I can get that from?
I can take your, I might have your contact, but I'll take your contact and we'll put you in touch with the information.
Okay.
Sure.
And another point as far as access, I noticed on the certified survey map that hasn't been approved yet for this parcel, there's access on Highway F. Do you know what that is all about right here?
Initially, I think that is, what's that word here?
You have Pond Road well, here and a massive road.
No, this road, the road that was supposed to continue here.
But this, I think, is for access for our maintenance.
There used to be a road. It was supposed to continue with that road all the way to have a connection to...
That was here. This Pond Road was part of that continuation. So this is different for...
Oh, no. This is the part. Okay, no. That is not it. That's not an access.
Okay, that's it was confusing because it shows it on there. And that's the ditch line there, and it goes to the north side of the pond.
For maintenance purposes. So because they has what they call a kind of hybrid biodetention basin, mm-hmm. in order to clean the water before it gets to the pond. Mm-hmm. So for us to maintain it, we need access to go there. So technically speaking, that by the time you acquire the property, that will probably become a permanent easement
okay.
for the county crews to go in there and maintain it.
It's described as right away as of right now with that dashed line with that, and then it goes beyond that right away as far as that access. So Clement's correct that we wanted to make sure any infiltration from the ditch line that ran down to this pond stayed as clean as possible, that that pond wasn't infiltrated by any debris or anything else. So this gives any highway staff group access if they need to perform any maintenance with riprap or anything else in the future.
That was my question. After this, was that cleaned up? Because as careful as you were, and as far as silt fences and everything else, there was a lot of runoff that went into that pond. Branches, tree limbs, brush that did end up on the road before it was all grass and whatever, which was inevitable. And I was just wondering if that was cleaned up at all on that north side of the pond.
When you say cleaned up, what?
In other words, was that silt? Was that heavy muck and road runoff and branches and tree limbs, were those removed?
Oh, they had to be removed.
Okay. Well, they were though.
Oh, sure.
All right. And just two other points real quick.
Mm-hmm.
When they reconfigured Pond Road coming in, the new road, the extension to it that was going to go the highway up, and in front of our lot, I had PVC pipes at my stake sites where my lot lines were on the north and south end of my lot. And those
because it's part of the right-of-way acquisition package, but we've been assisting other people, so we can as well assist.
Yeah, I want to make sure that that state wasn't removed out of the ground also.
I don't know, but okay. We can assist.
Well, we got to find out, though. And then, as far as the pound goes, once it's dedicated or once it's turned over to a private owner like ourselves, do we have to fence it? Who has control of that? Does this come from private pond? And is the DNR involved at all? Is it considered to be somewhat of a navigable waterway that has 2.5 to 3 acres, but 2 acres?
I can't account for how private ponds are managed through the DNR, but this would be like any other private pond within Kenosha County. So this would not be owned. After we finalize the sale of the property, Kenosha County would not have ownership other than what you had seen through the survey, certified survey maps, with any right-of-ways or any maintenance that we have to perform on that bio retention basin that's basically part of the ditch line and where it shoots out to that pond. But other than that, private property is private property, so we wouldn't control it, other than what would be typical for a property owner.
Okay. And that would probably lead back to my concern that the stuff that went in there from the road runoff during that year and a half construction or whatever, you know, did it do anything to the pond? So, most likely not. But again, yeah. I just want to make sure before anybody takes it over that it's clear, it's clean, and it hasn't mucked in 20 feet to 30 feet in off of that north point where the road comes around there where it's currently draining.
Yeah, so to the best of my knowledge, nothing went into that pond because when we were still constructing the bio-detention basin, it acted like close to like a trap.
But I've got pictures of when it was being built and the sill fences were around it, but we had those massive rains a couple times and that stuff was running into the pond. And you can see the dirt in the pond, you can see the difference in the clarity of waters. So.
Yeah, with turbidity, yes, you see the color of it. I'm not sure it took dirt in there.
All right. And another point that I'm kind of appreciative that this process took as long as it did because it gave you as a property owner a full year, a full growing season to see the effects of the bioretention basin, the effects of the highway improvements, and to have your true decision if you as a property owner, it's an MOU to this point that we're not forcing you to take the pond, but it gives you an idea of what conditions you would expect after everything has grown in the bioretention basin and how this will affect you as a property owner in the future. So it gave you a full year being continuous to this property to see if this is still favorable. From what I seen last year, it looked pretty darn clean.
No, it looked nice last year, but again, I didn't know if that stuff settled down and get in there. You know, again, it's not affecting the entire pond, but that area is going to be a spot all the time where we get water runoff in there. And it's being filtered. You know, I can see that now. We've got grass there, we've got the rocks and everything.
And if you'd like, we can meet. I'm always out in the park. So if you want to do an on-site meeting, if there's things that you want to point out
that you're
concerned, we'd be more happy to meet you.
Okay. And that's basically it.
Any other questions?
Yeah, any other questions? All right, let's go back to
parcel D.
Parcel D.
A little bit over 3 acres for parcel D. This is on the lower orange corner of your map over here. This has also a first right of refusal to the property owners directly to the south. That's the thing that got cleaned up in the latest version of the resolution in front of you. So this one would go through them if they decide that it's not advantageous to purchase that parcel. I can't say as far as if it would be a combined parcel, if it would be a secondary parcel, if they would merge them together. Don't know until we start negotiations as far as what their intention would be. The appraisal value on parcel D is $157,700 for that parcel. I will take this a step further because it has to deal with parcel A as well as parcel D that we're talking of. Both of those parcels are currently what's deemed parkland that we purchased through DNR stewardship funding. That was quite the journey to go through this process. I hope I never have to do it again. We received preliminary approval for what's considered a land conversion for parcel A and parcel D. Anytime that we accept grant awards to the DNR, they're very particular that you cannot sell that property. There's a lot of restrictions to make it that way. They want to make it as tough as humanly possible to try to sell any of those properties, so they're protected. So what we had to do is find comparable parcels that would be offset from a recreation purpose that had the monetary value as well as recreation value with similar acreage of a minimum to offset those conversions. We have found that. That's within your packet as the last attachment. Parcel A would basically be part of a conversion on site within Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park. It's just another half an acre, so it's pretty insignificant to a 345-acre park, but it was an easy one through other remnant purchases from County Highway F that we preserved some. We're going to offset that with the sale of that small section of Parcel A. Parcel D that we're on right now, we had to have three separate properties that are already owned by Kenosha County to make that whole as far as our DNR conversion request. Part of that was Fox River Water Trail. If anyone's familiar, we have four launch spots. There's one that we're going to convert as formal parkland as soon as we get the letter back from the DNR formally. This is for that Wilmot access off of County Highway C. This used to be actually an old dam location. That's why we own the property. And it's actually a great recreational hub. Clement's doing his Highway W work in the general vicinity, but great for fishing as well as kayaking. So that will be part of that conversion for that to be a formal park bank. We already manage it, we already maintain it. It's more so just a formal blessing.
What's it considered now? It's not park land, it's just
county land, county property. So we had that in the back of our mind in case we had to do that, so we didn't want to go ahead and put that into a formal process until we went to the DNR. The second two sites are combined within Petrifying Springs Park. If anyone remembers, Thompson property and Schaefer property were purchased that were right along Green Bay Avenue, and we absorbed them within Petrifying Springs Park. So those three make up the same acreage for Parcel D in order to convert those over to formal parkland. It's already part of Petrifying Springs Park, so that's not a big ask whatsoever. It's just increasing the envelope of that park. So again, that's Parcel D if there's any questions on that
one. And that'll be acceptable to the DNR state.
We received written confirmation. We just have to wait for the formal mapping that will reflect our CSMs, as well as what will be transcribed into the deed. Because anytime we do this, that will go into the deed of those specific parcels at the Petrified Springs Park, as well as at county owned property for that whole launch.
Any questions?
So if this
modified the budget,
just because he wasn't in 2021, he modified.
sit, if I understand correctly, the exception of two of them, because it's required by the state, but the other two actually would be transferred to the district.
If the board...
We won't, but just in case.
Promise.
You make them do all this work.
Well...
What is it?
That was Shelley talking.
I'll say that.
All right.
Any more questions?
And the rest of the committee, you vote?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Matt, for going through that process.
As far as division reports, there is nothing new to report, but more than happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions for Matt on this?
I do. It says in your report that the vendor for Kemper will be selected in March, so has that been taken care of, and when do they start?
Are you referring to the consultant?
The consultant.
Yes. So we are still finalizing our agreement with Keen. They hope to actually, we're working behind the scenes in parallel paths with the agreement to finalize. We're hoping to get them on site May 31st and June 1st to be here for interviews, take a tour of the campus, and we're going to be putting together our preliminary agenda of who they should interview as part of that process while they're here.
I hope as a liaison in the Kemper board that I will be included in the interview process.
Absolutely.
I have a lot to say.
We'll make time for it.
Thank
yes.
you.
I see here the life jacket for your rental program. That sounds like a great idea that came through. I'm just kind of curious, what were the, I know there's still fundraising, is there going to be a partnership between his project and us as far as us putting some funds in his, him fundraising or that, I'm not sure. Them fundraising, is it looking at like a potential partnership? What is kind of the feel of it?
Great question. It was like clockwork, Supervisor Stock. I think it was the following day I got a cold call from an Eagle Scout candidate looking for a project. Like, bingo. Like, I had that fresh in my mind. It was perfect timing.
Awesome.
So thank you for that idea. And I sent some Kids Don't Float, even though we don't like the name of that, but it showed the life jacket type of idea where they could put it on these open waters where we do not have lifeguards. And I thought that Freedom Lake was a great starter for something like that, because we have, even though it's not like a fishing or a swimming beach, kids, families still swim there. We're not going to stop them from doing so. But then you have kayaks or canoes or paddle boards. We have the launch over there, fishermen. So it's a great idea for that program. We have a lot of Eagle Scouts that come to the parks on an annual basis. I'm going to guess between 5 and potentially 8 or 9 that we have. We typically say, this is your project. We review construction, making sure it's done to a quality standard. But they're very successful at fundraising. Family, friends, other stakeholders that might be interested with the fundraising efforts, because that's just kind of part of their project, is going out and seeking funds with that. So we typically don't get involved to that level unless we were planning on doing that project anyway. So it's kind of a gray area, but more so they've been pretty successful at that fundraising. So we think we have a good one, because when he left me a voicemail, he actually gave me his phone number on the voicemail. That's always a good sign that he knows what he's doing. So we hope to move that one forward. I don't have a timeline. He is only 15, so they rank out from Eagle Scout by the time they're 18. But he seems like he's eager. He wants to move fast on this one.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, a good portion of his project is probably going to be physically building the kiosk and the signage and the time and materials for that. So I would be open, you know, if the county needed to actually purchase the light vests or whatever, you know, I don't know what that costs. I'm assuming it would be expensive, you know, depending on how many light vests we want to put out there. But I think that's an amazing idea. So hopefully, yeah, definitely keep us posted on that. You bet. And if it works, you know, if other Eagle Scouts want to do this at our other lakes or other places too, it could be a great template for other people.
Absolutely. We do that with our other kiosks as far as the template, that we know we have a structurally sound template, so we use it for uniformity. So if this one works out, all the best for other employees.
Matt, did you get a food vendor for Silver Lake Park?
We did. It isn't in the report, but that's okay. It's pretty robust, this city. The village bought with Silver Lake. They put in for the RFP. Nancy, the owner of the village pub, came in for signatures for that contract today. So we're finalizing that agreement as we speak. They hope to be open by Memorial Day.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that turned out, so thank you.
Are we on the, like, the Indeed or ZipRecruiter job board, just Kenosha County in general for all that? Is that something we sponsor, or is there a cost associated with that?
I think they find us whenever we look. So I know we're on Indeed, I think Glassdoor. And the university system, they have a handshake. So Carthage, UW Parkside, Gateways, all within handshake. So we do that one as well. I know HR put together, like, a melody of different places that we recruit both digitally as well as we attend a lot of job fairs. We just did a job fair last week at UW Parkside, so both in person as well as digitally.
I'm just, in my personal business, I've noticed a huge difference between last year and this year. Just the number of people applying has been just completely different than it was last year. I'm like, wow.
We're doing a lot better.
Hopefully we'll be able to staff, because I know last year we had problems staffing our beaches and stuff. So
we're looking a lot better this year. Lifeguards, we started with, actually, I think we had up to 17. Some could not pass the swim test, so we're down to 14, I think.
Oh.
Didn't know that. That's part of the requirement. You can't swim. So, but I think we'll be better with staff.
Awesome.
The only question I have is on that ADA accessibility for Main Picture Center. I know they're just going through some sort of agreement right now with accessibility in Wisconsin. Do we know if we want to meet there next month, or do we want to put it off another month?
I feel confident that we should still meet there next month. Warren, the chairperson, is excited to showcase this, but he cannot promise that they'll have their own physical chair ready to go by that date. But we are looking to have them lease the Northern Illinois chair that they used for their demo, to have that available still for the committee members. So we're put together for next month's meeting to be still at Pringle Nature Center, and to have it on the agenda for an hour beforehand, have more of an open house that we'll post, because we might have enough for a forum, that committee members would have an opportunity to see the chair, demo it out, and hopefully have more updates as far as that finalizing the agreement. Realistically, the nuance is training, that they want all Pringle Nature Center staff that would be handling the chair to be trained, and it's a safety concern from the other nonprofit. So they're going through those mechanisms right now, making sure as far as scheduling those times to get everyone up and trained in a timely fashion. But to make sure that the committee is knowledgeable about the chair, Pringle Nature Center is still welcome to be hosted next month.
I think the most senior members here, like Zach, testing that out first.
I think that I may make some Armenian dessert for that open house.
I second that.
Not always, it's not like we always know, a lot of us always occur.
Doesn't do wheelies, and will there be jumps? I'm kidding.
And then I'll pass out the activity guides around, and then if there is any other supervisor that would like more, by all means, I have boxes that we can give out.
Do those go like into the libraries and the public areas?
Yes, we have a list where all the public areas, city, county locations, municipalities, they go. We're actually traveling this week and distributing those.
Well, Clevin wants us to pay attention to his report. That's why he doesn't want to hand
it. I was hoping that you guys would pay some fee for collecting, but I realized that one was going too far.
Side that was added with those generators at that size are a year lead time, but It wasn't scheduled to be replaced until next year because of the lead times anyway, so, but we've got the engineer on board. Brookside kind of changed what they wanted on the generator, but we're trying to accommodate that. But we've got, like I said, we've got the engineer on board. We had him on site, and he's working away at the drawings as we speak.
That's for Brookside?
Yes, that's for Brookside. The other point, just to point it out, the KCDC HVAC replacement, the third phase, we're hoping to be the third and final phase. That one came in quite a bit over budget. So we're actually going through the bid with a fine-tooth comb, trying to find if there was any errors or if there's anything we can value engineer down. So we're working on that as a team right now. So hopefully we can find some savings. If not, we might have to, there's four big chunks for kind of dormitories. We might have to leave one for next year.
That's right, this is KCC?
This is the KCDC HVAC replacements, phase 3 of 3. Phase 2 is underway, and phase 3, we just got the bids. The only other note I wanted to make is we've been diligently working on the Human Services building, and I'll be sending out to all the County Board Supervisors. We had the Secretary for the State of Wisconsin down, and we'll be sending out 90%. It's not final, but a 90% overview of the entire building, and you'll be able to see all the departments in it probably tomorrow to all the County Board Supervisors.
I don't have a question, but maybe did you guys read the article in the paper about this project? And it said the cost was 22 point some million plus the 9.85 million grant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody understands. Right. I don't know where that came from. But
are you saying that for
sorry, Terry.
Are you saying that for a reason?
I know it wasn't you.
See,
it was your new guest.
I asked him if he was saying that for a reason, so somebody would hear
him. I just want the truth. I'm not picking on a Kenosha. Terry, you've been great. We love you.
Yeah, no, she took a day off. That's what happened. She took a day off, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
But if people are going around thinking it's $22 million plus another $10 million, that's wrong. It's $22 million less a bunch of grants. So. Big difference.
No more questions? All right, thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Clement, you are up. Any changes you want to bring up?
Not really. The only change I would say is the paving program actually starting earlier than anticipated. Tomorrow we'll start milling Katie. The crews were there this morning. Working on the shoulders, reinforcing the shoulders, and installing guardrails. And then tomorrow they'll start milling. And then as soon as the plants open, then we start paving. So I think that's the only additional do for the report. The other thing I just wanted to bring to the committee's attention is that the county is currently engaged in litigation with a property owner over the appropriation compensation, the compensation value for the property, which was appropriately acquired through eminent domain. Now, we typically will not bring this to the committee, but unfortunately, this matter is at hand. It's going to trial next week. Again, when it comes to trial, we are very confident with our legal team. And when it gets to trial and there's a jury involved, again, you don't think anything can happen. So I just want to bring it to the attention that we're going to trial, and of course, the implication will be financial. I'm not at liberty to discuss the case. All I can just say, we're going to trial. We had trial last time. I did bring it up here because it went so smoothly, and then we won the case. But this one, I just want to bring it, put it in front of you, because should in case it goes south, then I mean we are aware that it's going. We've done everything in our part to try to settle it without going to trial. But again, we're still working very hard to see if we can settle. But if not, then we're going to trial next week. And if it goes to trial and based on what happens, then we'll probably have a closed session to go through what happens or the how the events evolve. Okay. And that's all I have.
Could you call?
Just step up with the Alone County don't have a yes. Yes.
Supervisor Stocker.
This, I know this is the state, but on Green Bay Road at both 50 and 142, there's tremendous backups because the lights are not synced well. The 60th Avenue light is backing traffic up, you know, past Menards. It's backing traffic up from the north, and it's backing traffic up from the south because they all just they stop in the middle of the intersection and it doesn't go. So I'm getting a lot of reports about that, so if you can mention it to them.
Thank you. It has already been mentioned. I didn't have the opportunity to drive it today before this meeting. But what I'll do is I'll drive it tomorrow, and if there are issues, I'll let you.
I tried to do it after 4.
After 4.
Yeah. That's when it's the worst. And then 142, is that also on your radar?
Yes.
Okay.
It was more 142 than 60.
Okay.
But we'll have to look at the entire corridor as well.
Yeah. Because that 60th Street backs it up all the way through that Highway 50 Green Bay Road intersection. Go all the way around.
Yes, I didn't mention anything because I didn't verify it this morning. It was supposed to have been taken care of.
Okay.
Just kind of piggyback off of Supervisor Stocker. Is there any way, everything that's been happening recently, we get all these construction all at once, either state projects or county projects, city projects, are blocking up all the roads. Is there any way we can work with the Sheriff's Department or just something for traffic control during these busy times, because it does get really bad. I live really near there. It's bad. Plus, we've had all these accidents because people are getting impatient and they're trying to push through the yellow lights and the red lights, and there's been several accidents already in the past few weeks, and I don't see it getting any better because the construction's only going to get worse. So I don't know what resources we have to kind of help with the traffic flow, but it is really bad. That's my area as well.
I think Clement has any poll with the sheriff.
Yes, as a matter of fact, for county highways, we have generally for any major project, we work with the sheriff department. We have a dedicated sheriff that if there are traffic issues, then they come. Unfortunately, as a matter of fact, Public Works, Commissioner County Public Works has done a great job. To Shelley, try to coordinate and send out these maps to all the local municipalities, letting them know when the projects are occurring. We'd like to have, and we have the Gantt chart to show them when our own projects will be going. And they were very, very appreciative of it, and they're all getting, they're all for it. So my guess is the first year might not work very well, but I'm guessing next year it will be synced very well, because they'll be preparing, because when we send them our map and requested for project information from them, they were not prepared, and so they hurried over it, but they had something, not all of them, some of them did. So my guess is that next year it will be properly, they will be more organized, properly coordinated than what we have today.
I wasn't speaking to that. I think that's a great, you know, collaborating is fantastic. I think that's working out really well. It's just, as for the constituents that are driving through these areas, because I think what we didn't see coming was the state resurfacing project for 31 and S and all those, because I don't remember that being talked about in advance. And I think that on top of 50 and 31 getting, you know, Highway 50 being that construction, so we're having S is being torn up now, 142 is 60, they're all being torn up all the way down 31. I think that's what's making, just amplifying it, making it much worse right now. Just especially that area is really bad. Like I said, yeah, I've seen it too, people just trying to get through, they stop in the middle intersection where there's an accident and they're diverting traffic. So I'm just trying to think, you know, anything we can do to help direct the flow of traffic during those busy times would be helpful, because it is very bad right now.
Do we have public hearings? I mean, I know that we announced and we did talk about it in 2021, yeah. And so in 22,
the state so project.
All of these projects were discussed. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, but the project he's talking about was, I believe, was called an advanced project. It wasn't scheduled for that particular time. Oh, they were not sure they were going to do it, and then they suddenly had funds, and then they decided to advance the project. And when they do that, they're always in a hurry, because as a matter of fact, by the time they were having the PEP, public information meeting, they were already working on the road.
Yeah.
So again, it just tells you that the Department of Transportation works is that they have the funds available, and that they have to use them. For a certain date, they would just advance the project and try to get it so that they keep to that schedule. We're going to do more work at the front end. We've made some strides with the Department of Transportation, coordinating the ones that we know that are coming in advance, like Highway 50 here. It's so quiet. I've not received a single phone call. But the project prior to that, it was like all of us were working for the Department of Transportation answering phone calls. So it's a slow process, but we'll make some strides. And based on what we are learning now, we'll try as much as possible to prevent it next year.
I have one other question. Will you be then at the Highway 32 public hearing? Is that Thursday?
Yeah. I plan to be, even if I'm not there, Mark, our DOT superintendent is always there, but I do attend when I don't have conferences.
I know that I have another meeting at that time, but I really wanted to be at that one to see exactly if they were going to close down those lanes and make them bike lanes, and it was going to be one way back and forth. So where are they at with their plans, or do we find that out on Thursday?
That's the same information that I have. That is for the last meeting. I've not heard anything after that. So
still planned for this year. I mean, that plan for this year is that a 2024 project. Yeah. 30 tests from 91st to State Line. Right?
I don't remember any schedule on top of my head. I can find that later. But all I would say is the local municipality is not for it, and they are ready to stand their ground.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Highway Katy, if it's not already shut down, will be shut down tomorrow.
Correct.
Are we looking at Highway O for 2024?
Highway O is 2023.
O was on 2023 as well?
Yes.
From north of where we replaced
correct.
The path up to 50?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think it was actually supposed to be the first road to be resurfaced or to be paved. But the schools are still on.
Right, yeah.
And so then we said to swap the
Katy. Okay. All right, so we are going to get old this year.
Correct.
For some reason, I was thinking that was not going to
be. You'll get it this year.
People will be very happy out there. Okay. Anything else for a comment?
Because when I paid four, just two bottles of coffee.
It's a good time to put the stop signs up so they don't get torn down from people going through them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they can wait, but no, I can't go yet.
The stop signs have been about it.
Right.
One.
Right. Thank you.
I do have one quick question for the railroad construction. Are we still going to have at least one lane going back and forth when they do work on it in June through July, or are they going to end up shutting it down completely again?
It will be shut down. The reason that's why we're doing it in June, because the schools will be out.
Yeah.
I bet you still get a call from Alderman.
I talked to him Thursday. Expect a call.
I always respond.
Yeah, I know you do.
So I don't have any updates to the report. I know there's quite a few items in there. Do you guys have any questions at any of them?
Any questions for Matt? I know the long-awaited bathrooms in the courthouse are...
Yes, their rash construction was there finishing up the partition, so they will be moving on to the men's pretty quick here.
Okay, so the woman's basically, that was that the first one or something?
That's the first one was the women's.
Yeah, the first one was the women's, yeah. That was... Okay. Any questions? Okay, all right. Well, in place of, thank you, Matt. In place of Shelley, we talking about this resolution here.
Yeah, before your resolution to apply for and accept a grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We think it's going to be about $200,000 to be used for the Kenosha County Human Services Building Restoration Project. The WEDC has money in a program called Idle Sites Grants, and they'll give money to renovate buildings or projects that have been idle for a while. And they like to make sure it has some economic development in the area. And the project that we're working on has all of the above. I've spent a lot of time talking to WEDC and everything that they need in order for us to accept or for them to award this grant. We just have to have permission from the various committees to apply for it. So we ask you for it.
You know, I'm going to ask, does this come off the sale price?
Half.
Half?
We split all grants.
We split all grants.
Okay.
50-50.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know, grr.
I'm biting my tongue.
Okay. Motion
to approve.
Second.
I know there's a couple other things she wanted to mention.
Yep.
The other day we had a very nice visit from the Department of Administration Secretary, Catherine Blumenthal, I believe her name was. And they wanted to come down and just take a view at what we're doing with the project. We're well underway. I think I can, I know Shelley wanted everybody to know, we split the bids up into two different packages. And one of the packages is the exterior and the masonry in the area outside. Those bids are out. In fact, we have the bid openings for that tomorrow morning. And then we'll be issuing out the bid packages for all the interior very soon. And they're supposed to come back in June. So we should be having construction happening maybe in June, but for sure early the second half of the year. And I think that's about the only other thing she wanted to talk about. Oh, we passed some of these around. This is what was handed out at the thingy.
I just have a question to Jim.
Yeah.
Who the chairman? Jim. Did she offer to bring any more grant money into the first?
Well, maybe. There's another grant out there. We're always looking for stuff.
Yeah. And sometimes they bring money down, you know.
Not that time.
Basket.
It's not going to stop us from asking for more.
Okay. Anything else that you want to bring up?
No, thanks.
Other matters of the program, we have a couple of things. How long, Shelley, do you get the minutes from the meeting until you get the minutes out? A set time you have to have about five.
I cannot release them until you guys approve them. And typically tomorrow I would release them all day.
For the previous month.
For the previous month.
Yes, you can't really still approve.
No, then we approve at the next meeting, so it's usually long.
Just wanted to make sure we all understood.
I know that there's a lot of committees and chairs since you're here, Chairman Udo. There's several committees that do not have minutes for months and months and months listed on our webpage, which brings up the whole transparent government. So I think it's important that the chairpersons be reminded that who's ever, like somebody like Wendy takes our notes and does a very good job, but they need to stay on track of when things get posted.
Let me know what you think.
Okay, there's several, so I'll let you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have nothing more. Anybody else have anything?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? I think I'd like to thank our visitors for showing up today.
Yeah, thank you.
And you, the governance, you want to adjourn?
Aye.
Rest of your day.
Aye.